You're listening to The OutCue, a 21 News journalist perspective on a top news story.
Good afternoon. It is Friday, March 22nd, and I am Assistant News Director Justin Mitchell, and this is The OutCue. It's our weekly podcast where we take a look behind the scenes. The OutCue refers to the last few words of a news story because, as we all know, the end of what you see on TV is often just the beginning of the story. This is The OutCue. And this week, we've been busy because it's been one of those things that somebody once said, you only do often enough to never feel like you can get really good at it, which is elections. So with us today is our news director, Sheila Miller, and our senior digital content manager, Robert McFerrin. And we should have done the math. Among all of us, what are the years of election experience we're talking about?
I thought it was more than that even.
Maybe closer to 80?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm. So elections being the bedrock of what we do in news in terms of political coverage, they change a little bit. Some things are sort of the same. So we're just going to get into that. I mean, Robert, you 30-some years at the Vindicator. So you've been many a print election night. Now you've done several TV election nights. Mm-hmm. And of course, Sheila, you've been behind our election coverage for probably more years than you care to
throw out there. Close to 20, I think.
Mm-hmm. So let's just talk about everything that goes into it. I mean, the viewers see one night and they rely on it and they hope it's all there, but there's so many nights and days and weeks that go into that one night. So talk about that.
Well, at first, and I don't know about you, Robert, it's the petty stuff that has to be done. You have to contact all the boards of elections, make sure you have the correct ballot.
And the details, you know, because people drop off, you know, you have write-in candidates, you have to check that back on for a later date.
Right. And then there's that little hiccup the day before the election, for a primary, are independents going to file or not?
Right.
So then you're at the last minute scrambling to add, you know, some content in and pictures and all that.
Yeah.
But it's just making sure you have all of that correct. And then you have the people to withdraw. So years ago, before the computer, you'd be like, you'd have somebody on your big graphic that you're going to put up, but these people withdrew, and you get the phone calls to the newsroom. So it's very, very tedious.
It is.
From when you start researching until that night.
There's never an easy way, and it never changes. It's a lot of just legwork of going through all the motions, making sure it's there. It never gets simple, never gets easy.
And all the weird.
And this was a small election, really.
Yes, and all the weird names.
Oh, yeah. And if you misspell them, boy, you're going to get the call.
You're going to get the calls.
Yeah.
So that's just there starting that. And then you want to research the candidates and get a little bit of information on them just to have for your reporters. You know, on the video side of it, you got to line up your reporters. Where do you want them be strategically? Well, you don't have, you know, dozens and dozens of reporters, so you sort of got to guesstimate, where are you going to be? You got to be in a strategic location so you can get to this winner and then maybe this winner, but you're not going to get all the losers.
And you can't predict who's going to be the winner. Mm-hmm. I mean, you go by hunches, but you're not always right. Mm-hmm. There's always surprises on an election night.
Right.
Not to mention that you can't be everywhere. Sometimes these things, like for instance, this last time around, we had a Senate primary. Mm-hmm. Candidates who are all over the state at any given time. But then there are those elections also where it's big enough that we fan out all over the state some cases all over the country. I mean, we've had reporters embedded with presidential candidates in New Hampshire and South Carolina. So you have to determine that, and you have to get pictures of all these candidates.
Right.
And you mentioned learning a little bit about the candidates. So let's talk about that, because it is more than just horse race. I mean, yes, it's the numbers and it's who won, but you want to include some of what that means for the viewer. And now we're just talking candidates, but this is also issues and whatnot. Right. Also, this is money. And
we've tried to evolve our elections because, you know, old times nobody would know before you went on the air who won. But now you got the little ticker that we pride ourselves in getting up there and keeping it up to date, because as soon as we get those results from the field, they automatically go on our ticker on our screen. So we try to get it real quick. So now you think, well, okay, you come to the 11 o'clock news. Everybody out there between push notifications, Twitter, Facebook, and our ticker, they know who won already. or a phone call. So now it's like, well, what do we want to show them in that 11 o'clock news? Thus, we want to find out about the issues or move things forward or really hear from the candidates. That's where we want to dedicate most of the time.
As long as the Board of Elections get us our content, they know.
Right. That's true. It's true.
Board of Elections, Secretary of State. Sometimes there's analysis.
Yes.
I mean, over many years, I mean, we used to have Doc Binning and we have Bertram on sometimes. I've done it. Ron Verb has done it. Mm-hmm. You know, and I've walked on to do analysis where as we walk onto the soft set, we don't know who won.
Right.
So you've got to be up on this stuff all the time as to like, what does this mean? What does that mean? Yeah. And if we don't know, what's it mean?
Yeah. And it's like the Super Bowl night for us because you can have a person in a position, okay, we really think this is the candidate that's going to run away. And that sort of happened this past election. They're just sitting there with this candidate, but this candidate would not talk to us until it was definite. So now this person that I maybe wanted to go get a superintendent somewhere and get more sound, they're stuck with this candidate. I'm like, come on, just have them say something. No, no. So now we've lost sound and it's a strategic move all night long. Where are you going to put everybody? What are you going to do? Because of course we want to get the most information, the most content. I don't know, what was it like at the Vindy? Like, were all the reporters coming back at the same time?
And... No, it depended where they were at. Because, I mean, you know, you had some in Trumbull County, so they'd be there, you know. Mm-hmm. So some were boards of elections, same with really what we do here.
Mm-hmm.
They came back at the end as needed.
So and the people at your board of elections, would they go interview a candidate too then?
Yep.
Double duty?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's that one night, one particular election, there was a reporter that was at the Vindy at the time, and he's still around, and he shall remain Dave Skolnick. And he and he was so just, they weren't moving quickly enough. And we're all just kind of standing there, and he's at the counter, and he's going, where are the finals? Because the pressure's on. Like, you've got to run out and do this. We're all standing there going, geez, I hope they get a final.
Right.
And in TV, you guys are doing it live, where in print, it's a slow. You got to get back. You got to write it. You got to go through an editor. And there's more steps involved.
Yeah, in that control room, like in that last 45 minutes before the newscast, when the returns are coming in, and you're texting all your reporters, and you're looking at the time, okay, how long does it take to get from there to there? Because I want that sound bite. How fast can they get back? And literally, we're going on air. We're trying to show the audience the returns, and we're like, I don't see that sound yet. I mean, it's really exhilarating because it's very last minute, very last minute. And I'm all for trying to get that sound just so people can hear from the people that they voted into office.
That's what they want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And when you say sound, just, I mean, for the I mean, that's, you know, that's a sound bite. So that's just
that's
a little
interview.
Yeah.
We get all excited about the talking about it on just like all the lingo.
But yeah, I mean, that's so down to the last second. I mean, how do you prepare for like when it doesn't get back? How do you roll with that?
Right. Yeah. There's a, you know, portion of our program that we can just sort of like eliminate it, you know, and you're talking to the anchors as they're live on TV in the newscast, trying to tell them, okay, we don't have this superintendent or we don't have this police chief. So they fumble, you know, not fumble, but they just move their papers along, go to the next one. But it's definitely, like, as we're in headlines, we're saying, okay, here's who we have sound from. You're literally talking to them, like, up to the last minute. It's crazy. But it's very strategic. Like, you really got to plan it out ahead of time, too. And you go over it and over it, and you bring people in. We brainstorm first, and we go away from it, look at it again, bring in other people to just sort of say, do we got everything? Or, you know, and then we always want to evolve and make something different. And that's the hard part, trying to find some way to do it different.
Well, yeah, how to do it different and what's the most important stuff this time around. And is there something we're missing? You're just always, I don't think I've ever worked an election night where I walked away not feeling almost like, I think we did okay. You know,
right.
You don't ever really, you know, a day or two later, like, you know what, I do feel good about that. Yeah. Or we should have done this differently. But you leave everyone, that high is so much there where you're like, I haven't stopped working and I'm not sure if we did everything.
Right. Yeah. And there's so many variables because the Board of Elections, they're another variable. I still send a person out to each board to physically collect the paper because you can't really trust websites, and nothing against the Board of Elections, but you don't know what internet provider might go down that night. Yeah. So they get that piece of paper, and, you know, so many times, like this past time, Trumbull had a problem with reading one of their computer sticks.
Right.
And that's what we were waiting on, was obviously the Trumbull commissioners.
Watching the Board of Elections, and a few of them were you could get on, and the next time you'd go back, and it's down. It's not like it was being hit too many times, so we couldn't get on.
So, Robert, what was the setup like for you guys at the Vindicator? Like, the way, when Sheila mentioned the people we'll have out at the boards of elections, and then there are dedicated people back here who just take that info and put it into the system. Mm-hmm. Did you do something similar to that, at least in the internet era? Obviously, before that, it would have been a different...
Yeah, no, it was really the same type of thing. You know, we had, you know, with print, you know, we'd go through, we'd block off, like, you guys would take the main stories, we'd block off stories, and they'd have forms that they'd write into, so... That way, when they were working on their deadline, they're not writing too far, too much. When you hit the line that tells you to stop, stop writing because you're out of space.
Uh-oh.
That way, we're, you know, we're live here as we're done writing. Get it in that space. Make it fit.
And yeah, so juggling the web is a whole other thing because you'll have people down there and you've got to determine how many you need for any given election. And they have to, you've got to make sure that anything that's worth a web story gets a story, just a result gets a push notification.
Right. Yeah.
Things are getting tweeted out. There are Facebook Lives you want to do. You want to cut in live on the air. You want to cut in live because it's not just the 11 o'clock news we're talking about. It's cut-ins all night long. I mean, talk about how that goes because you got to decide that sometimes with seconds to spare.
Well, you have a producer in the control room, but you also need a producer down in the newsroom. And I know Robert was helping with that a little bit. You have talent who's sort of watching the internet and watching the returns come in from the Secretary of State, and then we want to pop in and tell our audience on our website what's going on.
As quick as we can to get it, because as you know, it's going to change a minute later.
Right. But it's very exciting, very dynamic. I mean, like I say, it's sort of the Super Bowl of news
and,
for that
one. And when you said that, I thought you meant free pizza.
Yeah, right.
Because that, everybody knows.
That's what we leave that out.
If you don't know, in the industry, that is pizza night. And I mean, that is known all across the country. I know I had to reach out to our NBC rep guy, and I said, hey, happy pizza day. You know, and you know that's election day.
My daughter works at a pizza place, and I remember one election where she messages me and goes, what are you guys doing? So, I mean, I guess just to, in conclusion, sort of, I'd like to just take a look ahead, and I know that how do you take a look ahead when we just finished one, but as we talk about this evolution, it used to be very straightforward one way, now it's sort of a hybrid. Where do you see it heading? Where do you, how do you see this changing? Not to, you know, stump you and give
the
you
the coverage
heart.
Of election.
Yeah, the coverage, how we handle these, and what might change.
I would hope we keep going in the direction of being more in-depth with whether it's an issue or with that candidate and or analysis. Because really, again, like I said earlier, you see the returns. That's just old school to sit there and just say, this person won. Now let's go and see what is that person going to do in the future? What are their goals? Maybe we've, I know you guys would do those pre-interviews, the editorial board.
Right, we would go through in that way. Because, I mean, a lot of times you'll see names on ballots when you get the election, you're like, I don't know this person. I don't know any of these people, so I have to make a decision or I leave it blank. So you try to help, you know, the voters as much as you possibly can.
But something like that could be used in the future, like if we would do something like that to grab from it, and then you'd have it that night.
Yes.
And you could, you know, use it in many ways.
And that is another
thing. Take it to the election when you're voting, so I remember.
That is another thing that we have started to do and I would like to do more of. I'm glad you mentioned that. Is they're not really editorial board interviews because we're not making endorsements, but at least for big races, we've been trying more and more to do extended interviews with the candidates and then go through those extended interviews and write extended web pieces with the contents of the interview, what their answers were. And that's something that we didn't used to do. But now we'll do it as a podcast.
Right.
And I mean, I talked to two of the three Republican Senate candidates the last time around. I talked to all of the Senate candidates the last Senate race. And those might go 20 minutes. I mean, I've had them go as long as an hour, but we'll cover every issue that we can think of that's relevant to the people of the Valley, some because they're local issues and some because they're just American issues. And it is a reference point for the voter going in that we didn't used to do.
And you can't do it for every single one, but we're going to hit the high points of the election, especially, you know, representatives that are going to represent a big portion of the audience or big money issues.
Big election year. It's presidential year.
Right.
So it'll be, the fall will even be bigger.
And then with the U.S. Senate race.
And it will be, you know, quite frankly, a presidential year that does require more in-depth coverage. Because there's a sense in the country of, you know, unease about a lot of things. And we need to really get past it just being numbers. And you really do need to go in-depth on these kinds of things.
And we're voters, too. So we want the information also.
Absolutely. Yep. Mm-hmm. Anything else you guys want to add?
Uh-huh. Go vote.
Go vote. Go vote. And as always, you can reach us a number of ways. Mm-hmm. News at WFMJ.com, watchdog at WFMJ.com, mm-hmm. and our newsroom, 330-744-8821. If you ever have a story you'd like to pitch to us, if there's anything that you feel you'd like to see in our election coverage, we'd certainly like to hear from you. We're always open to ideas. I've been telling myself I'd give a special shout out to that one person in Boardman, Oregon, who has never missed one of our podcasts. So whoever you are, hi. And with that, this has been this week's The OutQ. We'll see you next week.